New Connection, Book 3. Unit 1, Small Talk. Vocabulary. Task 1. 1. Endeavor. 2. Dependable. 3. Ring a bell. 4. Down in the dumps. 5. Coincidence. 6. Acquaintance. 7. Take a rain check. Listening and speaking. Fast friends. Vivian and Emma are spending a semester abroad. They meet on campus.
Hey, aren't you Emma Slattery?
Yes, and you are?
Come on, it's not like I'm a complete stranger. I'm Vivian Davis. We have a mutual acquaintance, Rita Skinner.
I'm buddy-buddy with Rita, but could you jog my memory of how we met?
At her last birthday bash. She's obsessed with Spanish culture, so that was the party's theme. It was a blast.
Oh, that rings a bell. Yes, I do remember you. What a coincidence. It's nice to see you again.
Likewise. Have you heard from Rita since you rolled in?
Yeah. She said she's going to be studying abroad for a year as well. She wished me the best and promised to keep in touch.
She's such a dependable friend, isn't she?
For sure. It's awesome that I can trust her with my innermost secrets. So, have you gotten accustomed to living in Ireland yet?
Frankly, homesickness has me down in the dumps.
Tell me about it. I think I'll truly be missing everyone soon. It helps to remember that this semester will be a worthwhile endeavor.
Thanks for the encouragement. Bumping into you has done me a world of good.
Happy to help. I'll be attending the barbecue social tonight. Do you want to come?
Sorry, I'll take a rain check. Barbecue socials are not really my cup of tea.
No problem. See you tomorrow.
Reading.
Avoid cross-cultural conversation faux pas. Traveling in a foreign country can be a total disaster, especially if you are unfamiliar with the social norms. Everything from where you stand to how you move your hands can be insulting. To avoid embarrassing situations, it's helpful to learn some basic etiquette before you head off to your next travel destination. Too close? When initiating a conversation, note how close you are standing to the person opposite you. Personal space is an essential concept in many cultures, and how much or little you give often affects the first impression you make. For example, in most Western nations, locals do not like standing close to one another. In these countries, it is customary for people to back away when they feel their space has been violated. On the other hand, South Americans stand in close proximity to one another. When you are meeting one of them, keep in mind that it's disrespectful to step backwards during a conversation. A good rule of thumb is to stand at least an arm's length away from your speaking partner. Shake or not? Another thing to consider when greeting someone is whether or not to shake hands. While it is appropriate to do so in some places, in others, it will be damaging to your reputation. Take Thailand, for instance. Thai people generally find it unacceptable to make any public physical contact with members of the opposite sex. Conversely, in France, men will often kiss the cheeks of female acquaintances. If you don't know whether or not you should shake hands, it is advisable to wait for the other person to make the first move. Which hand is right? The next question is what you will be doing with your hands during other types of interactions. In Hindu and Islamic cultures, the left hand is regarded as unclean. Therefore, you should never shake hands or pass things to people with your left hand. In Asia, it is important to use both hands when giving and accepting items. Otherwise, you'll appear careless and impolite. Seemingly simple encounters can actually be quite complicated. Be aware of what is considered courteous in other cultures. Doing a little research in advance can ensure that your cross-cultural experiences are rewarding instead of embarrassing.